we can say with confidence and a clear conscience that we have lived a life with a God-given holiness and sincerity in all our dealings. We have depended on God's grace, not our own human wisdom. That is how we have conducted ourselves before the world, and especially towards you. You can say that today's reading is a huge claim Paul is saying, and in a letter which we still have today, that we have it in the Bible, we can say with confidence and a clear conscience. So confidently saying it, but saying it with a clear conscience. We're not lying here, he's saying that he and those with him have lived a God-given holiness and sincerity in all their doings. That's what he's now claiming. This is what is now out there. But he gives the answer. We have depended on God's grace, not on our own human wisdom. So it's not something that they've done through their own human wisdom, thinking things out. They're saying on God's grace, God's giving them their gifts and abilities. He's guided them. They've prayed, they've fasted, they followed the Holy Spirit in where he has called them. That is how we have conducted ourselves before the whole world, and especially toward you. The whole world's looking on the whole world that they were in at the time, and those people that he and his fellow disciples of Christ were interacting with, those in Corinth, towards you as well. So what I'm saying, you know this apart from everybody else. And that's how we need to live our lives, that we can say with both a confidence and a clear conscience in everything that we do. It's not in our own human wisdom, but in God's grace, that we are living a life of holiness and sincerity in all our dealings with other people. That when other people look back on what we have done, and even looking currently at right now on what we are doing, can see that we are living in the Holy Spirit, living in the grace of God in all of those things. And so we can make that big claim ourselves. We can make that claim as Paul did, that we are living that life because of God's grace, not because of the wheelings and dealings that we are doing and using our own human wisdom, which will always go so far and also will always be caught up as well and called out in the world standards. But when we are living that life of faith in God's grace and going out to preach his gospel as Paul did, and he was setting up churches, he was discipling those early Christians, and they were looking to him of, okay, we've come to know Jesus, and so what life do we now need to live? And Paul's saying, well, look at the way that I am living my life for God and his glory and his kingdom. This is how you should do that. And that's why they can say it with a confidence and a clear conscience. Is that something that you could say today, or a question that you could answer? If someone asked you, are you living a life like that? Could you say with confidence and a clear conscience? Probably not fully. It's something that we strive to do. And that's why we have the Holy Spirit in us to help us do that. But in all our dealings with people, in all those things that we live out in our lives, no matter what we do, perhaps we own a business or work or retire, whatever we do, in all our interactions, we are doing it truthfully, honestly, humbly, with sincerity. And so people look at us and say, there's something different. And we say, yes, of course there is, because God's grace is in me. We are humble and we serve him, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And people will see that, not only the people in front of us, but as Paul says, the world as well, the people around us. So Paul makes a big claim. Can we make those claims as well? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that we can live a life of honesty, obedience, sincerity and humbleness for your glory. Where we can't, please, through your Holy Spirit, help us to be able to do that. Amen.